little bit of music. Hi, this is Robert with P5 Radio, and this is part of our continuing series of conversations with people who are making a difference and people we think you might want to listen to. This week's guest is Dr. Steffi Althaus, a top-notch CEO. She's the CEO and founder of this company, which specializes in working with geeks, and that's actually the topic of today's conversation. Geeks, leadership training, and helping geeks and business people work together for mutual profit. Welcome, Dr. Althaus.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's have some fun.
All right. Yeah, because I have a smile on my face. I don't know if anybody can see it on the radio, but maybe it would be good to kind of define geek, I think, in the 2017 terms. How do you define geek?
Well, geeks are people who are extremely passionate about a subject, whichever subject that may be. It may be a technical subject or something else. And they're very, very good at that particular subject. So they've invested a lot of time in getting trained on it or acquiring knowledge about it. And it has nothing to do with socially awkward or anything like that.
Right. Right. Well, you mean it is very high praise, obviously.
Totally.
Totally. Well, we could play a little game. This would be like geek stand-up humor.
Awesome.
So I'm reminded of Jeff Foxworthy and his "You Might Be a Redneck If." So we might do a little takeoff on that, and I'll just say, "You might be a geek if," and then you just reply with what comes into your head. So to help people identify if they are geeks, we might say, "You might be a geek if
you are immersed in a technical subject that you love, or another subject, not necessarily."
All right. Physical. "You might be a geek if
you know more about that subject than most anyone else. And let's face it, you're smart."
"You might be a geek if
you are an innovator, a visionary, an entrepreneur, an executive, or a professional with a mission."
"And you also might be a geek if
you are driven and you won't give up until you achieve what you envisioned, come heck or high water."
"You might be a geek if
of course, if you like to geek out with others."
"You might be a geek if
as a kid, you thought Lego was the coolest toy ever, and maybe you still do."
"Now, I happen to know that as a child, you brought a fair amount of Legos to the United States from Germany, and I believe you still play with them."
"Yeah, well, I brought them over to this country when I was 23 or so. A little bit later, but these are my childhood Legos, and also those Legos of my sister, who didn't care about them nearly as much as I did. And yes, now our 9-year-old son has been providing many years of perfectly great excuse to still keep playing with them."
"All right, so let's keep playing. So you might be a geek if
you entertain your friends with clever puns or dry humor."
"You might be a geek if
you don't take information sight unseen. You examine it, even if it drives others nuts."
"You might be a geek if
you always love to learn new things. And if it makes sense, you put it into action."
"And you might be a geek if
you can figure out just about anything."
Two more. "You might be a geek if
when you do something new, you can't help but continuously talk about it."
"Yeah, that one rings home." "You might be a geek if
if you think Roger, our talking frog, is pretty cool. And by the way, if you have not met him yet, it's about time."
Well, I do want to let our listeners know that if you go on Dr. Steffi's website, topnotchceo.com, she has a standing invitation for a private consultation if you want to talk to her about identifying if you're a geek or you're a geek that might benefit from some additional information. But the side benefit is if you do a Zoom meeting with Dr. Steffi, she'll introduce you to Roger, the talking frog. I mean, that alone is probably worth the time for the conversation.
Absolutely.
But anyway, my little pitch for Roger is kind of over. So I think we've pretty well defined, you know, who you consider a geek. And, you know, I know that when we were talking before the show, you mentioned it was really kind of hard for you to kind of like bust out there and describe your audience as geeks. But tell us a little bit more about that. Then we'll close the show and we'll come back next week. And we're going to talk about, you know, okay, you're a geek. How can you best leverage your skills and some business learning and really knock it out of the park? So tell us a little bit about how you came to be comfortable with the term geek.
Well, right. So the term geek could, of course, also have different connotations than what we're defining here. And that's what I was debating. But what makes us different is that we do speak geek. And that means we, you know, we have that humor. We have, you know, that understanding of what it looks like and feels like to work in, you know, high knowledge environments, high tech or high knowledge, high talent types of environments. And we know how a lot of times these people think, because I am one of these people. And basically, we create a top-notch CEO because I saw the need for more leadership understanding and more business understanding in a really pragmatic, very practical way myself. And I had to go and gather it. And this wasn't a simple gathering. It was, you know, a lengthy process. And what we're here to do is make that a lot simpler so that the geeks don't have to stop geeking out, working on their geeky work and making an impact with their geek knowledge, but that they can actually continue to do that and all the while very conveniently and very expediently pick up the things that they were never taught in geek school. And that's it.
Perfect. Okay, like we said, we're going to come back next week. We're going to have an additional conversation on how to leverage geek skills for success in business, and business can learn how to better leverage their geeks. So with that, we're officially geeked out and going to call it a day.
We can never be geeked out, but besides that, ciao, until the next time.
Okay, thanks for joining us.